Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bounds. Today we're dialing up Australia to find out what's happening on the other side of the world. Will it be the other side of the musical world? My guide through a few Antipodean tunes is Miff Warhurst, broadcaster for Australian radio station Double J. Her picks this week will take us down a track list of pop, indie and hip-hop, but what ties them all together is that they're all making music in Melbourne. All that coming up on an Aussie edition of the Monocle Arts Review. Do stay tuned. And Miff Warhurst, welcome to the programme. Lovely to have your voice on this show. How is it over there in Oz this evening?
It is rather lovely here in Australia, as it always is. Even if it is the middle of winter where I am in Sydney, it's never that bad, really. It's quite wonderful. Although I did spend the weekend in Tasmania, in Hobart, at a festival called Dark Mofo, which is put together by, I'm not sure if you're aware of the self-made millionaire who built the Mona Museum, Museum of New Art. And basically it's a festival celebrating the winter solstice, so it's one of the coldest places in Australia in the middle of the year, and this festival is absolutely extraordinary. No one went to Hobart in the middle of winter in Tasmania prior to this, but it's just thousands of people descend to this amazing festival that has so much art and music and performance and fire and feasts. It was quite extraordinary. So I'm getting all the extremes here in Australia at the moment.
Okay, so you've rolled your sleeves up to come back to Melbourne then and speak to us, I guess.
You bet I have.
What was the vibe of Dark Mofo? Fantastic name for a festival, obviously. Were the acts as pagan as the winter solstice might sound?
Well, yes, they certainly were. I mean, there was a lot of very bleak music, but very experimental music. And also, we had a huge performance on the Saturday night. They have a party there that happens every night called Blacklist. So, you know, there's a lot of dark vibes, but King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard performed. You might know them if you're a fan of Australian music, but I know they've got huge fans through Europe and America as well. An extraordinary band from Geelong. They performed and blew the roof off. It was absolutely extraordinary. Surrounded by human beings in these sort of bat-like suits with huge extended arms, I've never seen anything quite like it. And the vibe of the festival just adds to many layers to the performances, and King Gizzard just absolutely blew my mind.
Oh, well, it's fantastic. We can recommend, indeed, not just a pretty name, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Maybe go online as well and check out some pictures from Dark Mofo, Hobart's newest and strangest festival, as recommended by Miff Warhurst. But now let us turn to Discs That Spin, Miff. Your first choice is a newbie, Alex Leahy. This is Let's Go Out. Tell us a little bit about Alex.
Well, look, if you're a fan of Courtney Barnett, and pretty much everybody in the world right now is a fan of Courtney Barnett, I feel like Alex Leahy comes from that same school, and she's garnering quite the attention already. Pitchfork online have suggested she's best new talent in the last few weeks with another song, but she has just released another gorgeous one, Let's Go Out Tonight. She's quite young. She's a Melbourne singer, and she's been compared to, as I said, Courtney Barnett, but also Royal Headache, who you might be familiar with as well, and The Strokes. So she's got that real indie vibe. It's one of the catchiest songs I've heard in a long time, and I feel like there's something quite magical about her. I think you'll be hearing a hell of a lot more from her very, very soon. She's got really clever songwriting. It's really cute and lots of fun, but at the same time, it's musically quite interesting as well and super catchy.
Okay, well, let's take a cut. This is Let's Go Out New from Alex Leahy. Let's go out. Okay, that's Let's Go Out New from Alex Leahy, as recommended by a guest today on the Monocle Arts Review, none less than Miff Warhurst of Double J fame. Miff, yeah, that's got a lot of things to recommend it. It does have those sort of nice strokesy descending bass lines and all the rest of it, but kind of nice and splashy and fun too. I wonder if there's a right time of the year to be an Australian artist releasing stuff like this in the winter. Is this seen as a little bit more introspective, this music?
Oh, I'm not too sure. I feel like that one might be a great summer song as well. Within Australia, I mean, parts of Australia, I was in Central Australia a week before and the temperatures there were extremely hot. So we don't really know how to do summer or winter things. It all converges into one here. It's such a huge country.
And that EP from Alex Leahy is called B-Grade University. Another great name.
Yes.
I think, Meph, your criteria on choosing these things is more than just musical. It definitely has a titular dimension as well. Do you know from where she comes, you know, what her, whether she's been in bands forever or whether she's just kind of splashed onto the scene?
She's splashed onto the scene quite recently, and she is based in Melbourne, as all of these artists are. But she's just been building up a bit of interest of late, quietly. And then when Pitchfork acknowledged her quite recently, I think then people really started to listen. And there's a big festival that happens in the middle of the year in Byron Bay in July, end of July. The Strokes are, in fact, one of the headlining acts. A whole bunch of acts are coming for that festival, Band of Horses. She has just been chosen to open the main stage of that festival as part of a competition put on by Triple J, which is Double J's sister station for younger folk. And yeah, she's been chosen to headline, to open the headlining stage. So it's big things happening for her. I feel like she's got that same groundswell as your Courtney Barnett's.
Nice. Big skies and broad horizons then for Alex Leahy, Miff Warhurst's first choice. Let's move on then, Miff. Let's talk about Olympia. She's an artist that's kind of broken out a bit. I mean, some of our UK, some of our European, our US listeners might be familiar with her. Talk us through her new album, perhaps.
She's just released a new album, Self Talk is what it's called, and it's a lot to do with introspection and about that discussion that we have with ourselves about our thoughts and our feelings. And she's a really interesting artist, actually. She's quite striking looking. She has the sort of Sia hairstyle, and I'm not talking about the oversized wig where you can't see her face, but it's that platinum blonde bob, but she wears incredible outfits, and it certainly shouldn't be about her look. But she's also extremely talented, not just singing-wise and also songwriting. She is a mighty fine guitarist as well, and together she likes to think of herself not as a singer-songwriter. She likes to think of herself more of as an artist, and in that she asks bigger questions perhaps than might be generally perceived by songwriters. So she likes to challenge herself, she likes to push herself, and she's been compared to the likes of St. Vincent. I mean, that's an easy comparison, obviously, a woman who plays guitar and another woman who plays guitar, but I think it's quite pertinent given the way she approaches her art. Goldfrapp is often used as a comparison as well. Both strong and very interesting songwriters. So I think Olympia will also have a huge future. Hopefully she'll be able to break out in Europe. And I've seen her perform and she is spellbinding, absolutely spellbinding.
Okay, well, let's take a little cut. This is the title track from that new album called Self Talk. Okay, that is a cut from the title track Self Talk from an album of the same name by Olympia, as recommended by Miff Warhurst here on the Monocle Arts Review today. She seems one of those people, as you said, one of those performers, as you said, that kind of is incapable of, she's got a fantastic voice and she just seems to write very, very kind of essential pop song that seems to have been plucked out of the ether rather than written. Do you know what I mean? She's kind of got a bit of a God-given talent, it seems.
She does. And like I said, she's not just a singer-songwriter. She's also an extraordinary guitarist. One of Australia's most popular singers, Paul Dempsey, who fronts a band, Something for Kate, has her in his touring band. And he is probably one of the more talented musicians in the country. So if she's in his band, that means she must be good. But she's also added another level with this album. There's a lot of synth, beautiful beats. And yeah, I think her songwriting is just really quite interesting and very introspective as well, and quite deep. So I'm really hoping that this album takes off for her, other than in Australia. She's doing incredibly well here, selling out shows all around the country right now.
Okay, it's one of Australia's best exports, it might be. Anyway, it's called Self Talk. It's the new album from Olympia. We're going to go to Miff Warhurst's final choice today. That is Plutonic Lab. Now, I know this guy's stuff from Speech to Bells, wonderful records, South London, sort of urban artist, you might say. What about this new one? What about all the stuff he's doing, his collaborations, and the new LP, Miff?
Well, Plutonic Lab has hit us, as you said, with a brand new album, but it is his first in 11 years. It's quite a lot of time. He's been very busy, as you said, with Speech to Bells album. He wrote a couple of those songs and produced a couple of those tracks that won the Mercury Music Prize. And he is always busy. Australia's biggest hip-hop band, the Hilltop Hoods, he's their touring drummer. He works with so many people, and I think that's what's stalled him for so long. I did actually speak to him today, and he said that it's just been so busy and he hasn't had the headspace. He works so hard on other people's material that he hasn't had the headspace to do it himself. What he is essentially a beat maker, a producer, extremely talented fella, and he has made an album of not just instrumentals but collaborations as well. There's some pretty interesting collaborations on there, but there's a balance between those with a voice and those that are just instrumental. Yeah, and he's made a beautiful album. I think it's quite extraordinary.
Okay, well, there's all sorts of different stuff on it. We're going to take a bit of a track called The Crib. This is him, as we said, he's an arch collaborator. Here he is collaborating with Guilty Simpson. This is The Crib.
Yeah, I'm from the side of the tracks where they never relax. Whatever for stacks, they pull Berettas and Jack. Long way from the days where they peddled the crack so the family can settle in flats. Around town, surround sound from everywhere they echo the facts. How the criminals won't let go the max at minimal. They taking off your tennis shoes, leather and hat. In their inner city ghetto for scratch. Nightly and Spike Lee can duplicate the terror in that. Where the pigs like to settle with rats. Smoking pot while the pot.
Okay, that's Plutonic Lab collaborating there with Guilty Simpson on the track The Crib, and that is taken from the album Deep Above the Noise by Plutonic Lab. It's his first in over a decade. He can't stop working with other people.
And it'd be nice to be that wanted, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's kind of fine. I haven't got round to anything yet because I keep on, the phone won't stop ringing. It's not a bad position to be in as a musician, is it, Niff, I guess?
It's great. It's great. And you'll probably notice his sound is so international, I think, because of it. Like that track there with Guilty Simpson, he is a rapper from Detroit, and you wouldn't necessarily hear that and think that's an Australian song. And yet this artist is working from his house in Melbourne and just making this incredible music and finding collaborators from all around the world.
Yeah, and is there a hip-hop, is there rap, is it seen in, whether in Melbourne itself or Australia generally, that is very definitively Australian, that is very different to East Coast, West Coast, even kind of London urban music? Can you pinpoint exactly where in Australia or where in the world some of this music is coming from?
Well, it's hard to say. What makes it sound Australian often is the accent of the vocalists. But as I said just then, when you get collaborations, musically it can sound like it comes from anywhere in the world. I think Australia has just as much great hip-hop and rap as anywhere else. I'm not sure if we have a definitive sound other than the nature of the accent, because I do feel like it's a relatively new form of music that Australia was across when it was starting. So it feels like we're on par with everybody else.
Nice. Well, it's beautiful stuff. I've loved all your choices, Miff. Thank you so much. We started off with Alex Leahy. That album, that EP is called B Grade University. We heard Let's Go Out from it. Then we went to Olympia. We heard the title track from Self Talk, the new album. We ended there with Plutonic Lab. Deep Above the Noise is out now on Wax Museum Records from him. Thank you to my guest, Miff Warhurst. Very nice indeed. Fantastic to have your voice on this show. So thank you for lending it to us. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound, and this show is produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when we'll be talking TV with Alice Vincent. But for the time being, for me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.